Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
But I've been forgotten, I don't.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be, just be part of the solution. And you do that by getting informed. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me, conversations we're having. You know, if you go to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com, you will find a live chat room there. Smarter people than me is in there. I guarantee it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. The GOP lawmakers all over the place are really teed off at Kevin McCarthy right now. Get him out of that seat then. Find somebody to step up. Get him out of that seat. You know, everybody talks about Jim Jordan's got other stuff to do. Well, maybe this is more important than the other stuff. Maybe somebody else on our team has to grow a spine and step up, fill Jim Jordan's role, and then Jim Jordan can become the Speaker of the House. Because the one we have now is not on our side. He's not there for us. You ever notice that some of the strongest people we have in the party, I mean truly party understanding strongest people, they don't get into these positions of authority. Not like they should. I think part of it is they know they can be more effective where they're at. I think part of it is the rest of them, the mediocre Republicans, want to keep them there because they don't have to worry about doing anything or fighting for anything. But Senator Rand Paul, he introduced legislation providing an alternative to Kevin McCarthy's debt limit deal. You know what? I don't even have to read it. I would vote for his. And you know why, right? Now, Paul's bill would raise the debt ceiling by $500 billion. Did you hear that? $500 billion. Forcing Congress to act in the near future to address America's debt problem. Right? They would need to come back to the table and come up with a longer life. See, they wait till the last minute, got to get it through, or everything was going to get shut down. Life was going to come to a screeching halt. Well, the heck with that number from now on. Let it happen. Blame them all and let it happen. They should pass this puppy, the $500 billion one, obviously, and immediately turn around and start working on a long-term bill. Don't pass anything else. Don't put anything else on the floor until you work through this. And, you know, your people go, well, you'd stop everything to distract. Good. So what? I mean, last time we had a shutdown, you ready for this? Last time we had a shutdown, we still spent $4 billion a day. Okay? And on top of that, all those people that we furloughed, they all got paid after everything was said and done. They all got their money. Nobody was being thrown out of their apartments or houses or anything along those lines. And many of them come to work anyway because they got to get the stuff done. 60% of Americans polled said Congress should only raise the national debt if it cuts spending at the same time. Hey, maybe we should put something in place where if you raise spending, I don't know, $500 billion, you got to cut spending by $500 billion. I'm okay with that. See, right now, they don't have to look at anything. They just keep spending your money. They could care less. And they use the 14th Amendment, you got to pay your bills. Although that one could be fought a little bit, too, because this is not the stuff they were talking about. But he's right. Rand Paul's right. You've got to take on this national debt. You just can't keep adding to the credit card. And somebody's got to have the guts enough to make the hard changes. Now, McCarthy and Biden, when they unveil their agreement this weekend, a bunch of conservatives. Now, if these conservative people are so upset, then they need to come forward and say so. And they need to say it to a degree of, we will be calling for McCarthy to step down and bring somebody else in. That's how far I'd go with it. Members of the House Freedom Caucus, they're working overtime to fix this. Yeah, but, to what degree? What are they going to be able to get done, right? They want to derail the legislation. Senator Lindsey Graham, someone we have a tad of respect for. Now, he's called the bill absurd. So I'll use all my power available with me in the Senate to have amended votes to undo this catastrophic for defense. Graham went on to say, I support raising the debt limit for 90 days to give us a chance to correct the disaster. Look, we get no wall. We get no more border agents. There's so much more we don't get. And yet they think it's wonderful, right? They think it's the best thing you could do. No, because you get more IRS agents. They think that'll bring in more money. They're wrong. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, again, 5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's what I want you to do. You know, I want you to get informed enough to where you really can. You can respond to anybody. You can answer back to anybody. You can let them know that you have a clue when they don't. And most of them don't. They just sound authoritative. And they're not. Anyway, Let's hit some of these other stories pretty quick. I'm enjoying some of them. Now, one of the requirements that Joey B went along with was work requirements, right? If you're going to be on welfare or any of that, depending on your age and how long you've been on and that kind of stuff. Here's the part I love about this. Apparently, the CNN thinks that work requirements are offensive to poor people. Is he suggesting that more people don't want to work?
I think it's important to note that also Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, all staying safe, not being touched at all. I think the Republicans' obsession with work requirements are offensive to poor people, assuming that people want to be poor and don't have the fight inside of them to work hard. It's offensive, and I think it will ultimately come a backlash. But I think the way that they were able to negotiate and protect veterans, people who are homeless, is really important. I also think, though, is Kevin McCarthy going to be able to get it done in his caucus? I mean, we were all sitting here at 2 a.m. in the morning seeing if he can get speaker votes, and we weren't sure what concessions he made. And so can he hold his caucus together, or is he going to have to rely on Democrats yet again so that our country doesn't default?
Yeah, the Democrats are going to bail us out again. Right, okay. Really, so she said they make it sound like poor people don't want to work or can't do the work. If that's true, and poor people want to work, and they do want to work, and they're not afraid of work, then putting a work requirement in there shouldn't be an issue, should it? It becomes a non-issue simply by the mere fact that you're saying it's okay because they want to work anyway. So, why? What's your problem with that? That's the stuff I need people to help me understand, because I don't. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, New York City, they're going to ban fat discrimination. I don't even get that. Can one of you smart people in the chat room enlighten me? The new law outlaws discrimination based on a person's weight and height, right, when it comes to employment or housing or public accommodations. What does that mean? I mean, if you're 400 pounds and you require a special device to help you get around, I'm supposed to accommodate that? Why? No, really, why? It's just like the woman now that wants to sue the airline because she's so fat she requires 2+ seats. And she doesn't think she should be required to pay for the other seat. Really? Now, the law outlaws discrimination based on a person's weight and height and employment for housing. I'm a person that believes in health, so when you talk about non-discriminating against someone because of their body type, no, it's not body type. Right, Mary Adams said it's because of their body type. No. Look, can we be honest about this? Because I am. I'm considered obese on the scale. I'm not afraid. You know, I'm 285 pounds or 88 pounds, somewhere in there. I'm 5'9". I'm considered obese. I'm not looking for anybody for a handout. I'm not looking to get a second seat for free. It's not their fault that I can't keep my hand out of my mouth. Now, for some people who have a true medical condition, they know I'm not talking about them. You know I'm not talking. I'm not talking about somebody with a true medical condition. I'm talking about somebody who can't keep their hand out of their mouth. I'm talking about somebody who knows better and 2 health fun Sundays a day is not okay. Right? Adams goes on to say, so I think it's the right thing to do to pass a law. We're going to continue to talk about our progressive health agenda. Science has shown the body type is not a connection to if you're healthy or unhealthy. See, keep saying body type. It's not true. Because the heavier you are, the more chance you are open to knee replacement or hip replacement. The more chance you are open for heart disease. The more chance. So don't say that. It's not true. All right? And for him just to throw it out there, he's approving of and making it okay for those listening to him. I mean, oh, jeez, being fat. Okay, I'm good. I'm cool. He says it's against the law for anybody to make fun of me, so it must be okay. Let that sink in. Right? Now, fat activists, who knew there were fat activists? Right? She's hoping that this will ripple across the globe, that everybody will get the message. Here, let's take a listen to what she has to say. Watch, this won't play the first time either, you know that.
As the chair of the National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance and a co-founder of the Campaign for Size Freedom, I am...
Size Freedom. Do you know why the Russians and the rest of the world are laughing at us? I think the only reason they don't take us over, that they don't come in here and wipe us out, is because they could never find entertainment like this on any other planet.
So thrilled at the example that New York City is setting today. We all know, y'all know, New York is the global city. And this will ripple across the globe in terms of showing to people all over the world that discrimination against people based on their body size is wrong and is something that we can change. We can't legislate attitudes, but we can do what we everything that's in our power to ensure that people are treated equally.
All right. Forgive me, because some of you are going to take offense. She can't even get the sentences out while taking deep breaths. When she first walked up on stage, she could barely breathe. She's an extremely large woman. All right? And again, not on her case because she's fat. But don't sit there as you're sucking air, you're struggling to breathe. You can't even put your arms down, you're so big. Right? And want to justify, stop making... I wouldn't make fun of a fat person just to make fun of them. I wouldn't do that. That's wrong. I do make fun of fat folks, like myself. When I'm sitting there having a hot fudge sundae, go, gee, I wonder why I can't lose any weight. All right? 855, yeah. Let me know if you agree. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a minute.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com and immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is urging Congress to quickly pass the debt limit bill that was agreed upon in the White House over the weekend.
It will protect our legislative achievements, including the legislation that is creating good jobs in this country. And it's protecting critical programs.
Director of the Office of Management and Budget, Shalonda Young, said that neither the White House nor Republicans got everything they wanted. June 5th, the deadline for default. Leaders in the artificial intelligence industry, along with academics and even celebrities, are calling for controlling the risk of extinction due to AI. A statement from the Center for AI Safety says, quote, mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority alongside other risks such as pandemics and nuclear war, end quote. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's what I want you. All right. Talking about the National Association of Advanced Fat Acceptance. And now they've come out, you know, they're just so happy that the New York mayor has decided that fat shaming is going to be illegal. Now, what that really means, you know, you can't hire somebody who's heavy because they're you're fat shaming them. But do you realize as a business owner, what it costs you? Think about this. When you hire somebody who's overweight like that, what it costs you for insurance if you offer insurance with them? The things that you sometimes have to put up with. Look, I've been in this position before. I've worked for companies that have hired large people. They get sick frequently. They can't make it to some events. They can't handle it. So you need to pay attention. This isn't just a matter of fat shaming somebody. If somebody doesn't want to do the work to lose the weight, why is that your problem? Why is it your fault? Why should you foot a bigger bill because they won't do what they need to do to take care of themselves? So, the Democrat-controlled city's Commission on Human Rights, they're going to probe weight and height complaints in addition to race, gender, age, and a number of other areas. Yeah, because they need more to do, right? Republican New York City Council Minority Leader Joseph Borelli said that it opens the city up to a massive amount of lawsuits. He said, I'm overweight, but I'm not a victim. Now, by his name, I'm assuming he's Italian. Probably eats too much pasta. It's not the problem of the city. It's not the problem of the employee. It's his problem, just like mine. Borelli said, no one should feel bad for me except my struggling shirt buttons. Oh, he's got to be Italian. Only an Italian would make that joke. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Truly appreciate your time with me. You know, you heard about the speech by the, I think she was a Muslim lady, over at CUNY Law School. Some are calling for loss of funding after the student's vile anti-Israel commencement speech. And it was bad. You know, 6 minutes long, I can't play it. But pro-Israel groups and Jewish allies are calling for City University of New York, CUNY, Public Law School, to lose its funding after a graduating student accused Israel of indiscriminately... I love this. They got this from the... You realize they get this from their professors. They don't do the research on their own. They never will. Pro-Israel groups and Jewish allies calling for City University of New York's law school to lose its funding after a graduating student accused Israel of indiscriminately raining bullets and bombs on Palestinians during her commencement speech. So she claimed that they were doing this while they were worshiping. Because Palestinians, those ones that were shooting rockets, always tend to worship while they're shooting rockets from inside a hospital or a school parking lot. I could see where that would come together. Now, she also claimed the laws are white supremacist. They're based on white supremacy. She attacked the fascists known as the New York City Police Department and the U.S. military. She wants to defund them all. She's a law student, people. She doesn't want jail. She doesn't want police. She doesn't want military. Because it's all based on white supremacy. Maybe she should go back to her home country, if you would. The one that she thinks is great. See what they do to her there for speaking out like that. Fatima Musa Muhammad. Now, she was selected by the class of 2023 to speak at the law school ceremony. She's the one that accused Israel of indiscriminately murdering Palestinians and encouraging lynch mobs. And she's going to be a lawyer. She's sworn to uphold the truth, not to tell lies like this. She also celebrated resistance to Zionism around the world while saying the school's support of the anti-Israel BDS movement. The law school initially took the speech down from YouTube, but released it in full following a public outcry from both pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel groups. As well it should have been. Why would they take it down? What were they afraid of? Right? What I love about this is that, again, here she is in all her glory in a school that she claims, you know, this country is white supremacist. And you're saying to yourself, my God, for a group of white supremacists, unlike your, again, the country that you hail from.
Hey! You want to say a little bit?
Oh, yeah. So anyway, I look at this and I say, my God, not only would you not be allowed to say this there, and you know that's true, they might even put you to death for this kind of thing. Right? Look, I don't know. I'm not a legal expert, but I know the stories we've done. Anyway, she said this is the law school that passed and endorsed BDS on a student and faculty level, recognizing that as Israel continues to indiscriminately rain bullets and bombs on worshipers, murdering the old, the young, attacking even funerals and graveyards, as it encourages lynch mobs to target Palestinian homes and businesses, as it imprisons its children, the silence is no longer acceptable. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, my God, have you looked at the Palestinians and what they've done? No, of course not. Now, think about this. This is a future lawyer. She went on to say, we did all of this in spite of the racism, in spite of selective activism, self-serving interests of CUNY Central, an institution that continues to fail us. Then why do you go there? What are you, an idiot? Why would you go to a school that, well, maybe it's easy. That's why you went. So you wouldn't have to work so hard. Right? You could be one of those attorneys that squeaked by. Did you get in there because of, I don't know, profiling? Did you get in there? How did you get in there? If it's such a bad school, why would you want to go there? Right? She said the school continues to train and cooperate with the fascist New York City Police Department, the military. They train the IDF soldiers to carry out that same violence globally. God bless. Now, remember, the kids, the students, well, kids, they're the ones that voted for her to make the speech. And if you think about it, the school looked at the speech. There's no way they let her get up there without looking at that speech to know what she was going to say. So they approved it. So they deserve everything they get. Another part of her speech, Muhammad, who also called for a revolution to challenge oppressive institutions in America, spoke out against the treatment of Palestinian political prisoners, like HLF in the U.S. prisons. HLF, or the Holy Land Foundation, was a Texas-based charity that existed to simply support Hamas. So she probably sees Hamas as a positive organization. They're a hate group. They're a terrorist organization. That's according to the Department of Justice. Joe Biden's Department of Justice. She went and urged her graduating class of lawyers to dismantle capitalism. Exactly what got them in there. That school wasn't built on socialism. The people that are giving to that college, that city college, I mean, other than tax money, there are people that give money to it. You don't have money under socialism. You have money under capitalism. The joy and excitement that fills the auditorium, may it be the fuel for the fight against capitalism, racism, imperialism, Zionism. Any isms she leave out, guys? I mean, I think she hit all the right words. Now, American Jewish groups now are screaming about her speech. Right? They're all anti-Semitic tropes. We know that. They are pushing that Cooney Law loses taxpayer funding for hosting the event, for allowing such a thing to be said. Large Jewish community in New York, they don't seem to care. Hey, if you're a Jew in New York, stop voting Democrat. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mesidio, your host. Always a pleasure to get you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-7. Have you with me. God bless. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I say that all the time. I mean it sincerely. You really do need to get involved. You really do need to make sure that you're well-versed in these areas that you're stepping out on. So you don't sound like total fools. All right. Kind of making fun of the law school graduate from the City University of New York in a law school. I mean, this could be Omar 2.0. Really, seriously. She sounds like the protege of Omar. Another privileged migrant from a third world slum who came to America to tear down the adopted country. Why did you come here if it was bad where you were? If you came here to get away from the oppression, did you step into more oppression? Just trying to find out. Now, the City University of New York, the public law school commencement featured a speech from this graduate. I mean, she's calling for revolution here in America. Now, some of those on January 6th that were calling for revolution, what happened to them? Just trying to think, you know, I'm just asking a question. She said, I come to you all from a rich soil of Yemen. Oh, well, gee, happy, happy. raised by the humble streets of Queens, right? She was selected by the 2023 class to give this speech. You know, and again, she's mad at the Americans for being mad at her for the way she laid it out. Seriously. Anyway, she says, look, now she went to law school where you go to defend the law, not tear it down, but defend it. She said, she wanted us to recognize that the law is a manifestation of white supremacy. It continues to oppress and suppress people in this nation and around the world. So apparently she wants to get rid of laws everywhere. A real interesting person. How about I put it that way? That way I won't get in that much trouble. Don't you sit there sometimes and you just wonder, for real, like, what are they thinking? Are they thinking? Are they just nasty and figure everybody would jump on the same page? Truly, maybe they are. That's exactly what they think. All right, time to get on the, what they call them? Helicopter parents. Yeah. You know, parents, you need to stop, according to the doctor, or Megan Walls, you need to stop trying to solve your kids' problems. You know why? And listen, I'm not even licensed that I've been saying this. Because their mental health depends on it. I see it in the school world all the time. These parents are trying to protect their kids, to step in, to stop them from getting in trouble. Don't do it. Your kids have to learn joy and pain through the decisions that they make. Right? They need to learn that if they make that wrong decision in some way, shape, manner, or form, they are going to pay for it. And most parents want to alleviate their children's suffering. Right? We hate to see our kids worry or struggle or, you know, push through things. And we think that, well, a lot of things. I wasn't like that. You know what? I had a great family upbringing. My family believed in allowing you to make mistakes, pay for those mistakes, and work through and rectify those mistakes. So there was never a coddling of me. My brothers, no, didn't happen. So as a, you know, when you read some of these articles from these pediatric psychologists, and they'll tell you, some parents say, well, yeah, but then I watched little Johnny, I watched little Susie, I watched little whoever, feeling more worried than ever before. And the next time something happens, or difficult happens, they're taken back by it. Well, of course they are, because you don't really let them take it, you know, full brunt force face on. Look at, if your child's in danger of killing themselves, losing a, or you know, getting hurt to that level, or losing a limb or something like that, yeah, step in to do something. But if all they're going to do is lose the chance to go to Disney, well, they should lose that chance, but if they're going to lose the chance to partake in something the other kids are doing, going to a birthday party or whatever, let them lose that for doing something wrong. That's how you figure it out. That's how they figure it out, frankly. See, our kids don't have coping mechanisms today because they've never been allowed to cope. They've never been allowed to push through. They've never been allowed to sit there and go, oh, my God, I didn't put any money aside. My insurance ran out today. I'm supposed to go to the prom Friday night. What am I going to do? That's where parents step in. Not to give them the money. Look, I've been telling you for months. You can do chores around the house. You could do this. You could do that. You can get some extra money. Be able to pay for your car insurance. Be able to pay for dinner that night for the prom tickets. No, what do? You whip $100 bills out of your wallet and you bail them out. You're not helping them. You're not doing them any darn good. If you let your child stay home from school on a day they have a test or they had an argument with a friend maybe, the brain gets the message that the avoidance is always the safest option. That's according to the psychologist. They'll likely feel more anxious and less equipped when it comes up again. Right? Now, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they said recently, Youth Risk Behavior Survey, the survey report, illuminated a youth mental health crisis against this background. Numerous Kids Health commissioned the national What's Worrying America's Kids survey. 500 youth, they were ages 9 to 13. These kids were asked in January about their frequency and source of worry, as well as their coping mechanism. Ready for this? Study found that more than one-third of the children worry at least once a week, and their tendency to worry progressing with age. Older children are more likely than younger children or their counterparts to report feeling like they will never stop worrying. 48% of 13-year-olds, 22% of 9-year-olds feel the same way. So it goes through, it may seem like impossible, but according to the psychologist, you can teach kids to solve their own problems. Right? Younger kids from ages 9 to 11 or 9 to 12, they say they turn first to their parents for information and advice. But that number dwindles to next to nothing when you start to hit 13 and up. So as parents and caregivers, we have a short period of time, a short window to prove to them that we're the best source for information. Really. It's our job to provide our kids with the support that they need to help them develop the tools to solve their own problems. You don't do that by solving their problem. Your kid calls you, and I know some of you are going to disagree with me. Your kid calls you 10 o'clock at night. He's got a flat tire. His car. He doesn't have a spare. We never checked the spare. But you get him a AAA card. He calls you and wants to know what you want to do. Or what you're going to do. I, being the cold-hearted person I am, would say, oh, I'm going to tell you what to do here. Get off the phone with me, pull the AAA card out of your wallet, and call them. Tell them where you are and what's going on. And unless they're not coming to find you, or coming out? Yeah. Sit in the back of your car while the heat's on. Don't know what to tell you. This is part of life. This is part of figuring it out. Best thing my dad ever did for me was I decided when I got a job that I wanted to buy a car and I wanted payments. No, I didn't really want payments, but I wanted the car. Came along with payments. My dad agreed. Well, first he was going to co-sign a loan. No, but he didn't do that. He kind of gave me the money. And he made me the loan, if you would. The agreement was I had to pay for the insurance, I had to pay for the maintenance and the upkeep, I had to do all that, and the payment, with no excuses, needed to be on the kitchen table on the 1st, or the keys for the car were supposed to be on the kitchen table on the 1st. And you know what happened? I got to go once or twice where I had to take a bus, basically. Because when the money wasn't on the table, his car was behind my car. I was going nowhere. Now, some of you would say, oh, that's cruel. One payment? No, it's not cruel. Because one turns into two, two turns into three, and three turns into foreclosure and repossession. Best lesson I ever had. All right, God bless people. Be safe the rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.